The Love Life Podcast by Jacqueline Hellier. Transformational Erotica. This piece of erotic fiction is the creative synthesis I wrote as part of the research dissertation for my Masters of Science degree in Consciousness, Spirituality and Transpersonal Psychology. The research topic was a heuristic inquiry into the transformative potential of optimal sexuality within a relational context. You'll find reading this erotic fiction an easy and enjoyable way of getting across the findings, which is essentially the essence of the overall approach in this blog. The piece is called F-Day Anniversary. Her. You wake. It's the 8th anniversary of F-Day, Freedom Day, the day you discovered your tedious husband was bonking one of the attendants at the golf club. You'll never forget the feeling. First a numbness from the shock, then an incredible feeling of release. It was as though something woke up in your belly, in your womb, and slowly expanded throughout your body, awakening a joy, a release, an aliveness you hadn't felt in years, if ever. You recall your surprise as it actually felt sexual, this feeling of your whole body being awake and alive. Nothing like the dutiful, dull late-night rutting of your husband relieving himself inside you. Not that that happened much anymore. He seemed as jaded by it all as you. Nor anything like the early years of youthful sleeping around because you were drunk, horny, and it seemed like fun at the time. No, this felt like, I am woman, I am powerful, I am free. These past 8 years, really, it's like a totally different life. Everything changed. You learned to meditate and continue to practice daily. You took up contact improv dancing and learned to express and connect. You got back into art in a way you haven't since you're a teenager, when you'd stay back hours after school immersed in your passion. It was at your first exhibition that you met the man now lying next to you. It wasn't exactly love at first sight, but there was something about the ease with which he held himself, his genuine interest in you and your art, that led you to agree to meet for a drink, then dinner, then a marvellous journey of life and love together. You roll over and nestle into him, feeling his warmth, his physicality. 6 years on and it feels as new as it ever did. A world away from that old relationship. This is one is fully mutual, every aspect of it open to discussion, every aspect co-created. And the sex. Oh, you'd gone a little crazy after the separation. You wanted to discover and explore, and yes, you had a lot of great experiences and learned a lot about yourself. But this, the depth of engagement, well, you'd always had a sense in the core of your being that it could be like this. But to experience it, over and over again, for it to get better and better. You reflect on the night before, how you'd come to bed after a long but satisfying day in the studio, greeted by your smiling partner who had dimmed the lights and turned on music. Just walking into the bedroom felt like sanctuary, a place of peace. He'd had a restful day and was wanting to engage sexually. So tired, you thanked him for the offer, for his desire, expressing how in that moment you were just too tired. He offered instead to simply stroke your skin. So softly, so lovingly, you feel yourself letting go, the thoughts of the day settling, in their place a feeling of calm and peace, while your body softens and opens. His caresses cover your whole torso, arms, breasts, belly, passing between your legs, gently, softly, lightly. Come inside. No more is needed. You are ready to invite him in. To let him enter you, to embrace him on the inside. The entry is gentle, slow. Legs wrapped around him, arms too. You both rest on full entry, feeling into the intimacy of the connection, closer than is ever possible. Your whole body is awake, alight, small tremors of bliss running through your body. He rolls you over. You feel his weight. It is both comforting and erotic. You turn your head to watch the reflection in the mirror. In the dim light, you admire the curves of his body, his buttocks moving in and out, feeling the tension of your arched pelvis, your whole being awash in deliciousness. He reaches around to touch your clit. No, you brush his hand away. That would be too focused. Take you away from the bliss state you're in. You smile as you recall how it was so lovely, yet you were so tired you started to fall asleep. So you both stopped. He too was in a state of bliss and didn't need to climax. You can't quite remember, but you think you fell asleep with him still inside you. Him. You wake as you feel your partner stir and nestle her body into yours. You raise a gentle smile as her hand rests on your sleeping penis. It's soothing. You breathe into the feeling, grateful for her tenderness, her love, her strength. You know it is F-Day for her. She might speak lightly of it, but you know how hard it was and what courage it took for her to turn her life around and to explore and grow so much. You are so grateful. After so many years of holding on to the dream that one day you would meet a woman who could truly be your partner, finally you did. After years of needy women, narcissistic women, unavailable women, women more interested in your bank balance or your sperm than you as a person, after years of personal and spiritual development, you did indeed meet the love of your life. You don't know whether it was simply chance or some push from forces unknown that led you to cut through a little laneway that evening and so pass by a tiny art gallery that had people spilling out onto the pavement, laughing and chatting as they drank champagne. You're not sure why you went into the gallery, yet you did, and met the artist, a petite woman as tiny as the gallery she was exhibiting in, but with a radiance that belied her size and drew you in, and which led to now, a relationship that isn't easy. She can be fiery and you fixedly stubborn. You actually agreed to couples therapy and attending a retreat early on to learn how to relate well. But a relationship that has such ease. There's a sense of being known and accepted and truly loved. And the sex. Your penis stirs, thickening a little at the thought. Your mind drifts back to a weekend in the mountains a month ago. You have tied her to the bed. Intricate crochet runs up each leg, her torso, around her arms stretched to the bedhead. You are the artist, and she the art. The creativity, the sensuality of the rope, her skin, the ever so slow pace of looping the rope into knots, sensing her shift into a deeper and deeper state of letting go. Your own state of flow creates such a deep erotic charge. In a rustic cabin with wide windows overlooking the forest, it feels primal, extraordinarily arousing. You'd been surprised when she first mentioned her desire for this, not long after you met. At first wary, you were no macho domineering male. With lots of discussion, you realised that it had nothing to do with power and everything to do with sensuality, connection, expression. You even went to rope school to learn more. This openness, this sharing, is what makes this relationship so right. It's all on the table. Your desires, your fears. You've never been with a woman who you could trust enough to be so vulnerable and so open. You lose track of time. You're aware that the sky through the windows changes from blue to pink to indigo. Yet there is just an intense experience of now. Your awareness moves from your inner physicality to your combined physicality, to a sense of merging with all around you. At times you sense other beings in the space. It seems odd, but it feels like Bacchus is sitting beatifically in the corner watching you, a huge, smiling, horned Buddha. You feel blessed. You can totally let go. You don't have to be responsible for her. You already know her pleasures from all your discussions. And most importantly, you know she's responsible for herself. So we'll let you know in the moment if there is anything she wants or doesn't like. No mind reading. Such freedom. You find you can simply flow with the experience. Your mind still, your body engaged, your heart open and your soul alive. You love all the ways she responds. Periods of heightened ecstatic state, localized clitoral explosions, waves of orgasm where pleasure flows through her whole body, bringing on shudders and shakes. You feel these too, allowing the pleasure to flow in your body and only choosing ejaculatory orgasm once you know the encounter is ending, releasing expansively as her final wave of orgasm crests. You still feel the heightened awareness throughout the next day as you hike through the forest. Your senses more aware, the air fresher, the bird calls clearer, the vegetation lusher, the awareness of her presence walking next to you more vibrant. Us. Your reflections of these recent encounters leave you reflecting on how the feeling of love and bliss that arises in your sexual union permeates the whole of life. It is so joyful. You feel more alive than ever, more grateful for existence than ever. Everything is heightened. From the flavours of breakfast that you have together every morning, through to your work and your play, You feel more confident, more engaged with life. It's easy to be your true self, and you notice that this has a positive effect on others. It feels easy to give back to the world as you are receiving so much within your own small part of it. Each sexual encounter is cleansing and purifying, releasing a sexual energy which refreshes and rejuvenates you throughout the rest of life. You groan in pleasure at the thought. You pull yourselves away from your personal reveries to face each other. You lean forward and take in the smell of your partner's face, the musky scent of their skin. You taste them as your lips and tongue touch your beloved's eyes, brow, nose, cheeks, ears and chin, their lips and tongue. And then you merge into each other. Eyes closed, you are hovering in ecstasy as the rhythm of your bodies goes on and on. You feel the tingling waves of energy, low, guttural growls emerging from deep in your body. You open your eyes and see your beloved looking at you, seeing into you. Your eyes are locked as you release the orgasm, riding the wave of pleasure together. Ripples of deliciousness continue to dance through your bodies as you roll apart and lie next to each other. Then you laugh and laugh, a full-on gigglegasm, your body soft, your hearts open, and your souls cleansed. And so, another day living in the richness and sweetness of Eros energy begins.